This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague. Hope your Thursdays are going well. You can follow us on Twitter at Dirt and Sprague. Coming up here in 15 minutes from now, we'll talk a little NFL action. But really excited for our next guest, Seth Greenberg, one of our favorite guys to chat hoops with at Seth on Hoops. He's an ESPN College Hoops analyst. He joins us on the Gil Mortgage Mobile Hotline. Seth, thanks as always for the time. We always appreciate it. Let's get right into the Oregon Ducks. They've had an interesting season so far this year, a couple of early losses, but absolutely rolling since then. What's kind of the biggest difference you've seen from them from early on when they stumbled to now when they've been on this long winning streak?
Well, it's always, you know, getting Dylan Brooks back is a pretty good thing. He's pretty good if you guys haven't figured that out now. I mean, and it took them a little bit of time to settle in. But, you know, look, he makes a huge difference for this team. I think the other thing is Dylan Ennis getting to understand how Coach Altman wanted to play. The ball was getting stuck a little bit in his hands early in the season, not getting stuck the same way, developing a deeper bench. I mean, you know, you go from playing seven guys to playing eight and nine guys, and it takes time to develop that chemistry. You know, how do you play Pritchard? How do you play Benson? Do you play them together? You know, just kind of figuring your team out. You know, just because they returned a core group, it's still, they have a different team and a different chemistry and a different, it takes time to develop that trust. But Dana's like a mad scientist. He's so good at it, and they are awfully good right now.
How do they stack up, in your opinion, with last year's one seed in the NCAA tournament?
You know, I think that they're right there. I think they miss Cook a little bit. They miss that, you know, that position per se. But look, they got a little bit better depth. They got a little more versatility in the backcourt. You know that, you know, they're a year older. You know, Boucher's got to stay healthy. And you know, and then they can't get at all. And I think their early season struggles was good because then they can't get complacent. So now he can coach them, you know, right up to the bitter end in a lot of ways. So I think they're similar. Every team is different because it's your team in relation to the field. The field is a little bit better this year, but I think they're awfully good.
Yeah, we're talking with Seth Greenberg, ESPN College Hoops analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Seth on Hoops. And when you take a look at the Pac-12 standings at this point, I mean, pretty clear top three: Arizona and Oregon, both 5-0 in conference, 16-2 overall. Then UCLA, their only loss on the year was that wild finish in Eugene, where they lost on the game winner from Dylan Brooks, that you were talking about. What do you make kind of the top of the Pac-12 this season? Arizona, UCLA, and how they compare with Oregon?
Well, and look, UCLA is just so good offensively. I mean, they got six starters, not five starters. That's how good they are. They do have depth up front. Ball's made the game easier. We know that. And, you know, they're not a great defensive team, but they're capable. Arizona's the one that's been surprising. We saw them in the Armed Forces Classic, and I had concerns. But, man, they're playing well right now. Larry Markkanen has been really special. I've really been impressed with Raleigh Alkins' improvement. And if they get Trier back, now you've got one more scorer, which is kind of what they could use to take some pressure off of them. And you know, the way they're defending, they've been really good. And I guess Trier's been practicing, so you know his transition back with their team will be, you know, pretty seamless. Mm-hmm. So you got those three, and then you know, USC is still playing well and scoring it pretty good, and you know, which is good. And you know, the league has legitimate depth. I think Cal with Rab and you know, with Bird, and you know, they're a good basketball team. The league has good depth, but those three have definitely separated themselves.
Who are the top two coaches in this conference?
Oh man, it's a very well coached conference. I mean, Dana's going to have to. Now, Dana's definitely in. I'd say Dana and Sean right now. Sean Miller. I mean, I think Sean's done a terrific job, and I love the way he's created the culture. And Dana's fantastic. I think Alford will be in that conversation. In a manner in which they've rebuilt the thing. But Dana and Sean, I think, have really done just incredible jobs with their teams.
Well, and I think people just north of us in the state of Washington, there's been some rumblings about Lorenzo Romar. No doubt the guy can recruit. He's got amazing talent. And even next year's class, he's got the number one player in high school hoops coming to Seattle to play for him. Obviously, might have the number one pick in Markelle Fultz playing for him, but they're 2-4 in conference, 9-9 overall. What do you do if you're Washington? You're sitting here, you haven't been to a tournament in a while now, but he's still bringing in talent like that.
Yeah, I think it all depends on, you know, you sit down and you sit with your coach every time and you say, all right, you know, what do we need to do to get better? You know, these are our expectations. If they've had that conversation and the goals and the expectations are clear when that conversation happened, you have to go from there. I mean, Lorenzo's a proud guy. He's not, if he doesn't think he can get it done, you know, he'll probably take the decision out of their hands. But he has recruited well. They have not been able to stay old. They've been very young. They play young. And momentum, when you lose it, is hard to gain. But they haven't lost momentum in recruiting. So it's, you know, they, you know, you can flip it pretty easily. Look what happened with UCLA a year ago.
True.
So, you know, I don't know the relationship with his athletic director. I don't know the length of his contract. I don't know the buyout that he has. I would probably have conversations. All right, what, you know, why aren't we where we were? Or what do you think we're missing? Well, you know, why, you know, we're close, but why can't we break through? And what's the difference between those years you were going to the NCAA tournament every year and you know, Michael Porter? That dude is really, really good now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing: if he left, don't be shocked now if Porter wouldn't leave with him.
Right.
And they would just reboot at another institution.
Yeah.
Because when you got the best player in the country, all right, and you know that he's going to be with you wherever you go, you're going to be pretty appealing.
That's true. We just got a chance to watch him a couple weeks back at the Les Schwab Invitational. Hell of a player. Seth Greenberg on the line. We love talking with him. College Hoops at Seth on Hoops on Twitter. I'm curious to ask you this because we've debated it a few times on our show because Bill Walton has called a couple Oregon games recently. The UCLA game sticks out. I'm just curious, like when somebody like you, who know, I mean, you obviously know everything there is to know about college basketball. You turn on the TV and Bill Walton's the color commentator. What runs through your mind?
Oh, that's the most amazing play I've ever seen in my whole life. I don't understand why he didn't timeouts. Why are we calling timeouts? Why don't we just let these guys play? This is the Conference of Champions. I mean, he's amazing. The guy's incredible. I'll tell you one thing. Forget about basketball because I'm, you know, he knows more about nothing than any person I've ever been around.
That's a great line.
I mean, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
But look. You know, he's incredible. I mean, but it would be the hardest thing about Walton, and then I got to run because I got to do all these interviews. Yeah. The hardest thing about Walton is he doesn't talk to his broadcast partner, number one, until the game starts.
Yeah.
No conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he'll walk in and you'll be in your shoot around, supposedly, or, you know, before the game, he'll just walk in and, you know, talking to your players.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost dangerous.
Yeah.
Who knows what he's saying to your team?
He's just filling their minds with stuff, isn't he?
But he's great, and, you know, once a week is good for me. Twice a week, I might struggle.
All right, get you out of here on this because we know you're against it. Real quick, Oregon State struggling a lot. They might go winless in conference play. They don't have Trace Tinkle, obviously, but they were just in the tournament a year ago. I think your resume is pretty good because you went from the tournament and then you'd have seasons where you didn't go. What's the most difficult thing rebounding from a tournament team to the next?
Well, it's replacing Gary Payton. I mean, and staying healthy. Like, you know, I was really fortunate. I had about a 7-year run at Virginia Tech that, you know, we were in the, you know, we had a 5-year run, we were the third winningest program in the ACC. We had a 6-year run where we only went to one tournament and we were the fourth winningest program in the league. So, you know, staying consistent is hard. We're losing an impact player like Payton that impacted the game so many different ways is hard. And when you lose him and then you lose your next best player, that's a lot to replace. So, again, they turned it a little quicker than people thought,
mm-hmm.
and now they got to have a little bit of patience because they were basically playing with a young team that doesn't have that dynamic impact guy that, you know, helped them win all those close games.
Yeah, yeah. Seth Greenberg, always enjoy the conversation. That's Seth on Hoops on Twitter, ESPN College Hoops analyst. Thanks, as always. We know you're against it. We appreciate the time out here in Portland,
Oregon. Guys, I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.